Case studies, sustainability. Let's look at the business impact of some sustainability initiatives that our case study organizations are considering. Fast fashion retailer. One potential fast fashion retailer sustainability initiative is to allow customers to bring previously owned private brand labeled clothing and accessories back to stores for collection and donation. Store employees will check that donations are applicable, private brand labeled, and in good condition and assign a value. The value takes the form of a discount that the customer can apply to future purchases. Exhibit 1-115 lists some possible benefits and drawbacks in the areas of people, planet, and profit. This is a difficult analysis, and the drawbacks are significant. The retailer might want to conduct a pilot test with a rewards card, where stakeholder attitudes and profit impacts can be confirmed, or the idea might be abandoned. Hotel group. One potential hotel group sustainability initiative is to replace guest room amenities, shampoos, etc., in the luxury division with a line from a different partner. The new line carries certifications that no products were tested on animals and that only organic ingredients have been used. The manufacturer also pledges to contribute to environmental groups in each hotel's community. The supplier agrees to provide the same volumes at a slightly higher unit cost. Exhibit 1-116 shows the hotel group's analysis. This is probably a good initiative. Its drawbacks are not insurmountable. The hotel group can use its current sustainable supply chain process to validate proof of the supplier's claims. The switch to another supplier could probably be accomplished in a reasonable time frame. Commercial door manufacturer. The commercial door manufacturer is considering having its two regional plants specialize. One would make MTO doors, and the other would make standard MTS doors. The sustainability argument for this is that the MTO environment has a significant amount of scrap, while the MTS environment has very little scrap. Concentrating the MTO operations in one place could reduce total scrap, because in many cases a remainder of a component that is cut to size can be used on a different door, and this is more likely to be the case when all custom operations are managed together. The main drawback is that the two regional plants were built to reduce shipping distances, and this change would negate some of that benefit. Exhibit 1-117 shows the commercial door manufacturer's MTO consolidation analysis. This is probably not a good initiative because it runs counter to the organization's strategic goal of aggressively reducing customer lead times. However, the organization decides instead that each of the two facilities should have its own MTO and MTS production lines. Since this would be an increase in capacity just after the new plant added capacity, management decides this step should wait until there is enough demand to justify another capacity increase. The rationale they make for two separate plants, each with its own MTO and MTS operations on specialized and distinct production lines, is as follows. Each line of business could be kept financially separate so that each has better control of its costs and profit margins, but each would still benefit from shared services and infrastructure. Keeping the MTS and MTO lines in the same facility also increases business flexibility because workers can easily be reassigned given demand fluctuations. Investment in equipment to set up the separate lines will provide capacity for future growth while retaining the business strategy of being the most responsive custom door manufacturer, because each plant will be able to ship MTO and MTS orders. Furthermore, providing sustainability training to workers and empowering them to find ways to reduce scrap could help lower scrap costs in a different manner. Motorcycle manufacturer. One potential motorcycle manufacturer sustainability initiative is to exchange the current parts cleaning solution with a slightly more expensive product that contains fewer ingredients that are known to be harmful to the environment and may be harmful to humans. Observation shows that the new product takes slightly longer to clean parts and requires more vigorous rubbing. Exhibit 1-118 shows the motorcycle manufacturer's analysis. The primary benefits here are to the motorcycle manufacturer's employees and community and to the environment. The question is whether senior leaders are sufficiently committed to sustainability to accept the higher costs. It would also be a good idea if the organization proceeds to educate employees about why the extra effort required by the substitute cleaner is worth it in terms of their own health and that of the environment. Shipbuilder. One potential shipbuilder sustainability initiative is to test rooftop solar photovoltaic panels as a supplemental source of electricity for on-site use. The panels will be installed on 2 facility buildings in 1 production location. The goal is to meet 40% of the facility's electricity needs at the end of the first year in operation. Exhibit 1-119 shows the shipbuilder's analysis. This is a fairly straightforward decision that many organizations are facing currently. The deciding factors may be determined in a benefit-cost analysis that considers energy pricing trends and reliability. The organization may also apply its expertise to similar projects, such as designing solar panels for new cruise ships.